of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we have again Jesus hanging out with Pharisees on the Sabbath. He seemed to make that a regular routine of his, and it usually didn't end very well because he constantly seemed to find ways of breaking the Sabbath rules and then heaping embarrassment upon his host. I don't know why they kept asking him back time and time again. Today he's eating at the house of not just your average Pharisee. We're told that this was a leader of the Pharisees, a very prominent one, and that they were all watching Jesus very closely as he walked in the room. Well, Jesus was watching them as well. And one of the things he noticed was how they seemed to be falling all over themselves to find the places of honor, to be seated next to this prominent one who was hosting this gathering. They were jockeying for position. And he tells them this story. He says, when you're invited to a wedding guest, when you're invited to a wedding feast, you're not in charge of where you get to sit. If you try to sit in somebody else's place, you're going to be sent down. So why don't you just come and wait to be seated? Why don't you take a lower place? And if the host invites you up, then you will be honored. For all who seek to honor themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be honored. Well, thank goodness that most wedding feasts that I attend today, they have place cards at the table, and all I have to do is wander around looking at place cards, trying to find where my name is, and I will know my place at the party. And if you find yours in the corner with your back facing the table of honor, the bride and the groom, well, stay humble. God will honor your humility. Let's be honest here. All of us like to be honored. We all seek honor in all kinds of ways. It's a form of respect. We want to be respected. It feels good. But the question at hand that all of us have to ask ourselves continuously is, whose honor are we seeking? Whose honor are we working for? Are we jockeying for a position for? Whose honor are we seeking? Yes, God is the person that we need to be seeking. Are we motivated? Oh, don't take Quattro out. He's got to be back for the baptism. Are we seeking to honor God? Are we seeking to honor our peer group or our social structure or the pecking order, whatever it is that we're involved in? Yeah, I used to travel around the diocese with the bishop, and it was always interesting. Everywhere that we went, we would have a dinner, we'd have a seated gathering, and it was just, you get used to seeing everybody kind of figuring out where everybody's going to be seated in relation to the bishop. And it happens in all organizations, right? It happens in our companies. It happens in sales opportunities that we have. It even happens in families and birthday gatherings as we gather among friends. As there's an honored guest, there's kind of a jockeying for a position. Somehow, it gives us pleasure. It makes us feel good. It might even benefit us some way down the line. Proverbs 15:23 reminds us that it's humility that comes before honor, humility. And humility, I think, at its core, is knowing our place before God. That if God is the focus of our attention, if He is the one whom we seek, then humility is the natural response. But if it is some social, human pecking order, then humility doesn't serve us very well. We have to ask ourselves, why is Jesus telling another parable of a wedding feast, a wedding banquet? And it was a common theme, pointing to the heavenly feast, pointing to this fact that if they knew who He was, then their priorities would be radically different. If they knew that indeed the bridegroom was in their midst, that He was the real host here, rather than this prominent Pharisee, and that they are just mere guests, then they would be seated around Him and listening and honoring Him. If they knew their true place before God, they would know that they don't really have any standing at this table. No. The only way to get a place at the wedding banquet, the feast of the Lord, is by humbly responding to His gracious invitation. And you see, the beautiful thing about the Lord's feast is that it's reserved seating only, but it's reserved for the poor, for the weak, for the broken. It's reserved for those that have no standing. The people who can't do anything to earn or deserve it. Something radically different from the scene for which He's just entered into. That we have to fit into one of these categories. How well do we see ourselves as the poor, the humble, the broken, the weak? It's not a place where we can pick up the check at the end of the meal. We can't afford it. It's all grace. We come to the feast of the Lord as a child, as a little child, with totally dependent, a child like Quattro, a child coming just in need of everything that God has to offer.